My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And if you're a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, some tips this week on how to protect your password protect your office documents. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. Of course you can.
You can password protect office docs?
You can. Your spreadsheets, your documents, all that stuff.
Who would have thunk?
Did you know that you could change the way Windows looks at your mouse click so that you can single click on files and folders instead of having to double click? In fact, you can make it so that a single click does everything in Windows. If you want to know, then you just go to our newsletter and it tells you how to do it.
You could even get rid of your keyboard if you want. You can make a virtual keyboard come up on the screen and you can click on all the letters because that's be really efficient.
One of the other things that's popular these days is biometric security as opposed to standard passwords. And we have a little article in there that explains that biometric devices are not necessarily all that secure. They can actually hack that. It's not a matter of getting your face or whatever they have to or your
you
retina.
You don't think they'd have to gouge my eyes out to be able to get in? If I had a retina scan to be able to enter my home?
Actually, all that gets translated into zeros and ones, so they can hack in and create the zeros and ones and just bypass the whole need for fingerprints and eyes and all that stuff. So
That's probably a lot more sanitary than gouging out eyes, too.
Yeah, it's probably quicker, too.
Hmm. Did you take care of Pete?
I did take care of Pete. Pete had an older Sony notebook that had a partition. Sony is notorious for sending their notebooks out with a C and a D drive, and usually kind of split in half. And they, you know, some people think that's really cool until you run into what Pete's running into, which is everything by default installs into C. Now C's full, and he's copied everything that he could over to D that he knows how to do, and that C partition keeps filling up, and he's got plenty of room on D, and, you know, that's just, partitions are evil. So he, his choices are to get a bigger hard drive with those same partitions, or remove the partition and move stuff over, or uninstall programs, reinstall them into the D drive, or...
Another good thing that's a long weekend kind of situation, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Evaluating what you have first is most important. Who we got up next there?
Glenn, I believe, is up next. He's been waiting for, oh gosh,
an eternity.
Quite a long time.
Two eternities, actually. Glenn, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thanks, Ken and Brandon, and welcome to Carla. I've been waiting weeks to talk to you guys.
Well, there you have it.
Hey, seriously, after 7 years, I'm going to step up from a Windows 98 computer with Office 97 to a brand new Windows computer with XP on it.
Wow.
Wait, we need a moment of silence for that.
Well, you want to take this a step further and hear the brand and the processor that's on there? You can give me a rim shot then.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Packard Bell with Cyrex 2.
Oh, my
wow.
goodness.
But it's worked fine.
Wow.
It's worked fine for 7 years, guys.
Well, that says a lot about how you take care of your computer, huh?
That's because I listen to you guys every week.
Well, there you have it.
There you go. You're one of the only people that had a Packard Bell that lasted.
I've heard that from other people. Thanks, Brandon. Hey, here's my question. Someone has loaned me an Office 2000 professional disk, and I was wondering, is that okay to use on a new XP computer?
You mean, will it work or is it legal?
Are you talking about pirating? Are you trying to be Blackbeard?
I hear you.
Arr.
Either that or do I need to get Office 2003?
Well, the question of will it work, the answer, absolutely. Is it legal? Not even close.
Okay. Well, when you say loan, if he were to uninstall it from whatever machine that it came with,
right,
and then give you the CD so that you could install it on the one machine you're going to use,
okay,
then you're good to go.
Okay.
Otherwise, Bill wants his cut, so you got to buy your own copy.
Well, it's like anything else. If you created something and somebody else went and copied it instead of you getting paid for every time somebody used it, you know?
It's funny how many people I've talked to that have no problem installing software 50 times, downloading music from the internet and movies and all those things. But if you said, well, that's pretty much the same as walking into Walmart and just loading up and walking out the front door shoplifting, I'd never do that. It's the same thing.
It is digital shoplifting, so you have to be careful there. Now, what is your best bet as far as your new machine goes? Lots of computer companies have what's called OEM versions of Office. So it's going to be less expensive to buy a special version of Microsoft Office with the computer than if you were to go out and buy a boxed version in the store.
Well, I've already got my computer on its way to me, and it was more money than the student edition of the 2003.
Well, there you have it. If you can get a legal student edition and you're really a student,
Right.
Then that's the way to go. What is it, like $49 or something?
No, it's $109.
$109. Well, that's better than...
Yeah.
Is it the pro version that's got like everything in it?
Yeah, but why is that better than using Office 2000?
Because it's 2003. It's going to have all the new features in
and
it.
And it's legal.
And it's legal, yeah. There's that little issue. And it's... 2003 has a lot of new features that are designed to take advantage of Windows XP, and it works better.
Do you know which part of Office you're going to actually be using?
Mostly Word and some Excel.
Yeah, so there are actually lots of features in 2003 version of Word, you know, the 2003 Office version of Word, than what would be in 2000.
There's some voice recognition stuff built in that you'd, if you ever wanted to get into that, you'd have to pay for if you had 2000. There's some things if you ever want to be able to interact, let's say if you were a stock trader, and there's sites that allow you to take Excel and pull data live from the website versus having to go to their site and cut and paste and do all kinds of things.
Well, then there may be an issue, too, as you move forward that that the file formats. So if you had 2000 and somebody gave you an older or a newer version of a Word document, you may not be able to open in the future. So there's, you know, there's a lot of issues that you're not thinking about now that will definitely cause you grief. For $109, that's a no-brainer.
Now, if you had Office 2000 today that you already own legally, and you were asking, well, I just want to write Word docs, and I want to be able to use Excel every once in a while, is it worth upgrading to 2003 just for that? We'd say probably no. But you're asking, well, which one should I do if I'm going to, let's assume you're going to be legal either way. Well, if you're starting from scratch, let's buy the newer one.
Make sense?
Not what he just said, no.
It made sense in my mind.
No, you just contradicted yourself. I think that... what you just said is Office 2000 would be fine.
If you already owned a legal copy of Office 2000.
Okay, I just bought an Office 2000 legal copy just now.
Okay, there you go.
Then you're good. Then don't buy 2003.
Wow, well, that was fast.
Again, it depends upon also, do you have the need to interact with other folks that are using newer versions of Word and Excel?
I don't think so.
Okay. So, I mean, from the standpoint of
then
Will...
good thing you got that legal copy on you.
it just appeared. Amazon's great, isn't it? Yeah, Windows 2000, or excuse me, Office 2000 and Windows XP, most of the operating systems, I mean, they're designed to kind of work with that older software to a certain extent. At some point, like, there could be a problem, which we won't know until it happens, like when Vista comes out next year, there could be a problem with Office 2000 and Vista because there's certain internal things that have to be there.
If I do download the Office 2000, should I download the Service Pack 3?
When you say, okay, when you install Office 2000,
yes.
I would highly recommend you go to the Windows update site and get the updates not only for Windows, but for the Office suite.
Yeah, if you go to office.microsoft.com,
right,
there'll be an update section. It'll look at your version, and it'll verify that you're really the person that you say you are, and then it'll say, okay, here you go. Here's your updates.
Is there a validation tool for Office on the Microsoft Office?
Well, here's where it starts to get tricky. They're starting to add validation processes for updates in a lot of programs.
Like for Windows XP, that's already there.
And some updates are requiring an additional verification even on older applications. I don't know that necessarily Office 2000 is in that situation, but be aware that that could become an issue down the road as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, but you'll know. I mean, when it becomes...
But he's good. He's got a legal copy.
When it becomes obvious that 2000 isn't going to cut it for you, then you just upgrade to 2003 or 5 or 12 or whatever it ends up being when you get to your new machine.
Right. One more quick question.
Sir.
Norton antivirus. I bought the one that's the internet security with anti-spyware. Is that good?
Not in our book.
If you only install the antivirus portion and that's all you use, it's good. But the other stuff you paid extra for... there's already a really good firewall built into Windows that's, in my opinion, better than the one that Norton's going to provide for you.
Well, it's not necessarily better.
I only paid $24.99 for this.
Then just install the antivirus.
Really?
Unless you like problems.
You're asking our advice. If it was my machine, that's what I would do.
I would never install that stuff. In fact, you'll never see any of that stuff on my machine.
When was your column on that, Internet Security Suites?
If you go to our website, if you go to the free help section,
right.
I write a weekly column in about, I think it's 3 or 4 weeks ago,
yeah,
maybe a month
ago.
There was a gentleman that wrote in and said, you know, I bought all this stuff because the salesman said it was everything I needed to be protected, and I got a worm. I got infected, and, you know, so I kind of go through the whole thing about these do-it-yourself, all-in-one, protect you from everything, you know, programs that they tell you that they're going to do all these things. And generally what ends up happening is it just clutters up your machine and causes it to be slower and causes additional problems, or it jumps in and says, I'm going to try to protect you from this, and it asks you some question you don't know how to answer, and then you have to say yes or no. It says, I'm gonna cut this part out of here because we think it's a bad file. Boom. Turns out it was something you needed.
Okay. What week was that there?
I don't know.
A couple weeks back.
If you go back, or if you want to wait until
If you go to datadoctors.com, click
right
on
there,
the free help section.
What was it called?
Multifunction
printers. What is myspace.com?
No. Tell you what we'll do here. I'm going to take you and pop you right back on hold there, Glenn. We're going to pick you up off the air because we're just about due for a break.
It's the 721 caller. You got to go look at the whole list.
There you go. July 21st. So I hope that helps you out there.
Aren't I Protected is the name of the column. Aren't I Protected?
Aren't I Protected?
So any of you that want to know about security suites, check that out. Actually, if you want to know about anything, that's what the weekly column is all about.
If you want to know anything about anything, you got to go to Google, right?
Well, there's that. And then number two would be the free help section at Data Doctors.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got James up. We've got Matt. We've got Roman. We got Chris.
Whoever we don't squeeze in on the air will get our personal attention off the air. So hang tight there, guys.
ASU football, the pride is back. Derek Hagan, Zach Miller, and...